Chapter 60 of Dancing Dogs told me, in a accidental sort of way, that he had seen the old gentleman in connection with a traveling waxwork, and beckoned to him. As they'd given us the slip, and nothing had come of it, and this was down in the country that he'd been seen, I took no measures about it, and asked no questions, but I can, if you like. Apostrophe, is this man in town? Apostrophe, apostrophe, said the impatient single gentleman. Speak faster. Apostrophe, no he isn't, but he will be tomorrow, for he lodges in our house, apostrophe, replied Mr. Short rapidly. Then bring him here, apostrophe, said the single gentleman. Here's a sovereign apiece. If I can find these people through your means, it is but a prelude to 20 more. Return to me tomorrow, and keep your own counsel on this subject, though I need hardly tell you that, for you will do so for your own sakes. Now, give me your address, and leave me. Apostrophe, the address was given, the two men departed, the crowd went with them, and the single gentleman for two mortal hours walked in uncommon agitation up and down his room, over the wondering heads of Mr. Swiveller and Miss Sally Brass. Gutenberg Edition. End of chapter.